Welcome to the Midweek Peak Writer's Seat.
Okay then, time for another Writer's Seat, where every Wednesday on the Midweek Peak we give over a couple of minutes to an author or a screenwriter or a poet or any writer from any genre from any place on this gorgeous planet to read an extract from their work and hopefully give you an idea of something you might like to read for yourself in the future. This week it's very new territory for us, at least, as we're stepping completely away from fiction for the first time and into something very much in real life, not only for young girls who are trying to navigate that increasingly difficult period between childhood and adulthood, but also for their teachers, carers, and parents who want to help those girls in as many ways as they possibly can. Enough of me though. Here with just a snippet of that book is our awesome author, Ramita Anand, with an extract from Girl Elevated, 5 Steps to Empower Girls in Early Adolescence to Be Their Best.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Grumpy, lazy, annoyed, irritated, self-absorbed, emotional. If these descriptors ring true for you in terms of pre-adolescent teen girls, well, you're not alone. For many parents who are raising teen girls, happy and content are not terms that come to mind when describing their offspring. This may be unsurprising, considering the immense changes in development, academic pressures, and new social avenues that they're navigating every day. It's overwhelming and daunting, to say the least. Ensuring teen girls are happy has never been more important. Bullying and societal pressures have risen to new heights thanks to the impossible standards that social media has set. It's all too easy not to celebrate individuality. Often, girls in their pre-teen and teen years can keep it together and often appear quite self-assured or even happy at places like school. Once back in the comfort of their own homes, however, the effort of keeping up appearances can be too exhausting to maintain. This is why parents and carers so often see the worst of their children. We might ask why our once sweet, lovely and pleasant daughters have become so challenging during pre-adolescence. But instead, we should be asking why we expect our daughters to be happy-go-lucky, knowing that the stress they're under is so enormous. Teenagers can be happy in the right situations. To help our teen girls experience the happiness that's so important for their future well-being, we need to foster these situations as often as we can, while measuring what really matters. It's easy to spend far too much time and energy worrying about outcomes for our girls that may not be beneficial in the long run. We can teach our teens that we cannot control all of the situations occurring around us, but we can control our actions and attitudes around those situations. And that is really all we can control.
So once again, that was an extract from Ramita Anand's practical and insightful book titled Girl Elevated, 5 Steps to Empower Girls in Early Adolescence to Be Their Best, which is out now and published by Rethink Press. And you can find this book through all good book stockists right now, including Waterstones, Amazon and the Book Depository. And of course, we're going to share all this information about Ramita and her writing for you on every single one of our socials for you to get a closer look at. And you'll be able to listen again to that excerpt from Girl Elevated and all of the amazing works from our past awesome authors on our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available to follow and subscribe to right now through all good podcast providers. And do remember, if you are a writer and you're looking to give your work a bit of a promotional boost, then use our social medias to get in touch, including the Writer's Seat Twitter feed at Writer's Seat MWP, or find those hashtags Midweek Peak, Writer's Seat, and send us a recording of roughly 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone that you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all of your details, and we'll make sure we do for you what we did for the brilliant Ramita Anand there and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or, of course, for more information, just drop us a line at writersseatmwp@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy writer's seat this time next week on the Midweek Peak.
The Writer's Seat podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday on 365 Radio, the Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.